Canton Park is a state of mind.
Oh, right.
It's like you could call it Club Condo. You could call it whatever you want. It's just a state of mind.
You got me spinning, babe. You got me wild. You're just a sugar-coated assassin with a cinnamon smile. You got me dancing in attention with a lifestyle known. Every person serves a purpose at the Club Condo.
Club Condo.
So did I full tilt boogie at the sanctuary?
You could full tilt boogie at the sanctuary. I don't know if you did or not.
Oh, I did.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino back here for Club Condo here live on a Monday afternoon, ready to talk about a slow week here on Survivor. Not too much going on to talk about here with Chappelle. Chappelle, how are you?
Rob, I'm very confused. I thought Club Condo was canceled this week. Christmas was canceled. Club Condo was canceled. We have bigger things to talk about.
Cancel.
And they did. Look, I have a new Christmas and it's coming in 2 years. It's called Survivor 50 and I'm ready to talk about it.
We're only,
that's my Christmas now.
Yeah, we're only 5 seasons away, everybody. Get ready, right, get hyped. And we've got a very, and for such a huge week here, we've got a great panel here with us with not one, but two guests back on Club Condo. Okay, let's welcome in a chronological order, joining us from Survivor, David versus Goliath so far, Gabby Pascuzzi.
Hello. Yeah, I'm chronological order. Okay. Owen's older than me, I think, but
well, not by age.
We're talking about chronological by season, you know?
Yeah, I know, but you're making me sound older than I am.
No, just on an older season. Washed. And then here with us of by way of Survivor 43, Owen Knight. Owen, how are you?
I'm good. Happy to be here. Like y'all said, very slow news week in Survivor land. So should be a pretty boring show. But no, pumped to see y'all and happy to be here on Club Condo.
Yeah.
Been a fun past couple of weeks of Survivor, I gotta say.
Look, it's Survivor has been very fun the last month, but unfortunately, not our top story at this hour. Lots of stuff going on.
Breaking news are happening now.
All right. Chappelle, the Survivor world was shook this Saturday when CBS hosted yet another event going around the country, spreading the good word about Survivor. And Jeff Probst spoke at an FYC event, apparently Survivor, going for some Emmys. And here we go. Let's go out to Jeff Probst, who was in front of a large crowd. And then
about 10 seconds ago, we just decided, thanks to all the fans that were in attendance at the FYC event here in Hollywood, that Survivor 50 will be returning players. And you all are a part of it. All right.
Okay. Wow. All right. Big news. Big news. Okay. First off, thank you to the people in attendance who made this big decision.
Yes.
You did it.
Oh my God. Shout out. That's so cool that they just made that decision 10 seconds before he recorded that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So huge news because I think that before everybody made that decision, I think it was going to be just Survivor 50, more of the same. You changed it, people. Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, I loved Jeff in that clip, in the other clip that Lauren Ashley Beck posted, being like, there's some CBS people here who might get mad at me for saying this. And I thought that was funny because, like, clearly, like, obviously they've been talking about it. But that was great. I love that they're doing this and they're getting the fans involved. I had some old college friends who live in LA who were able to go to the event, and they said it was a blast. Like, so many survivors were there and the challenges and everything.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sick. Lots of survivors were in attendance from the event, and yeah, we could talk more about that, but Chappelle, again, huge news at this hour, and luckily all of the Survivor alumni and Survivor Twitter has had plenty of chill and has not overreacted to this news.
This is my Roman Empire. Is that what the kids say? This is my Beyonce. These are the things that I think about all the time now. Like, I slept? Maybe not. You know, I think it was like a Beyonce album release. He said it and then the internet just breaks. Like, you could feel the vibration from all the tweets getting sent at the same exact time because these people are cracked. It's me. I'm these people. You know, I am part of this Survivor fandom. And we complain about the returning season. We don't want to see such and such again. Yes, we do. We always want All-Stars every time. We want new people and we want All-Stars at the same exact time. We want them like in the same sequence. We want them back and forth. That we just need it. It's part of Survivor. So yes, I got tired of all the returning player seasons and I still wanted this. It's time. Bring us the. It's 50. It's time to get serious, Rob. No time for chill. It's all about chaos for the next 2 years. Do you know this is the best thing that's ever happened to me? I'm about to cause a ruckus. Are you kidding me? This is going to be so fun.
Now, your Twitter account seemed to say the opposite of that earlier today, Chappelle.
Look, it's a marathon, people, not a sprint. It's been 2 days and I'm already seeing like, can't wait for Katie Collins to come back and slay your face.
Earlier today, Chappelle says, y'all got to cut it out with these deranged Survivor 50 tweets. It hasn't even been a week and I've already seen y'all asking for the most random returnees. Why y'all posting Katie Collins? Be for real, y'all. I'm MF tied.
Listen, I'm tired, Rob. I'm tired. But it doesn't matter because that's why we're here. We're a part of this crazy fandom, okay? So, yes, people want to say Katie Collins is coming back. Fine. If that's what you want to see in your Survivor 50, you got 2 years to live in that imaginary place, okay? And I'm okay with that. I personally want to keep track of all the craziest pairings of like these two are going to align and run your faves out of town. You know, I need all of that.
You're so right. Because yes, that Survivor 50, it seems like it's far away, but these people are leaving in less than 500 days.
Yeah. It's right around the corner. And when you say these people, you could mean it like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's the coolest thing, because I think since Survivor has been in evolving with social media and stuff, and now we're just a click away from these people. You know, it was all a novelty when we were voting for these people. Now these people are on the podcast with us, knowing that they already got the call, knowing that maybe, I don't know, Rob Bowen and Nabby are aligning or something like that.
Okay. All right, let's go to our Survivor alumni in the mix. Okay, Owen or Gabby, have you gotten the call yet for Survivor 50?
Did you, Gabby? I haven't heard anything yet.
Oh, you lied. Don't believe him, Gabby. Don't believe him.
It's embarrassing. Sorry.
Maybe
everyone
going chronologically again.
No, yeah, I'm sorry. I heard that everyone who was going to get contacted already got contacted.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'd love to talk a little bit about this because, the Twitter is buzzing. The alumni are coming out of the woodwork. People are posting. People are talking about the pre-gaming. It's all happening. And so this is exciting because Survivor was that they would do these All-Star seasons every couple of seasons. And Gabby, I don't know if you got a little bit of this with Survivor 40, but I'm excited for the new era that Owen, y'all have never done this before.
I can't wait to go through the anxiety of casting all over again.
And it seems like
feel it happening. It's weird.
I'm getting a little bit of a sense that some people are freaking out.
Yeah, just a minor sense. And I'm trying to play it cool, but it is. I mean, that was a wild thing to like see, because like obviously we've all been thinking, oh, 50 is going to be returnees. You know, we've got another year to worry about it. But then to see that just pop up on Saturday night or whatever it was, that was pretty wild. But no, I mean, I actually deleted Twitter off my phone this morning. Just I've already found myself just being like, oh my God, this opinion, that opinion, they're being mean about my friend here. They're being mean about this person here. And it's just like, I don't know if I can handle a year of this, just all the speculation and the takes from everyone being like, Gabby sucks. We want Davey. We hate him.
Oh my God.
I know. Whoa, that's why. Yeah. Slow down. But it's just.
Whoa,
it's
nobody said that, by the way.
No one would ever say that. That's why I said it.
Yes.
Such a ridiculous thing to say.
I'm writing that down. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, put it in your dossier.
All right. No, I think it's so interesting to hear that from you, Owen, and like my other friends that have been on the new era, because it is so fresh for you guys. Like Rob was saying, I was on my season 5 years ago. So like, I've kind of like cooled from the thinking of like, I need to go back. And I feel like I'm kind of lucky in that regard, because honestly, the news like did not really affect me emotionally at all. Like, because first of all, I've always assumed it's going to be out there somewhere. And also I just have the mindset of like, it's not in my control. Like it's really not in my control, but I completely empathize. I'm not saying that to be like, I'm better than you guys, but like I completely empathize, because the closer you are to having just played, you still have those regrets that you are thinking of, as much as people are like, you know, I think you do process it like 6 months out, a year out. Like I think I was still processing it for like 2 years out. And honestly, like we're all still processing things in like a different scale. It's just that I am further removed for it, where I don't have that immediate thing of like, you need to go back. But like, I totally empathize with new era being like this, like it's happening. I got my chance to go back. It's intense.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I feel like because we're about 2 years out from 43 finishing filming. So I feel like I'm on kind of the come down of the experience. So then to like have it like feel like it's starting over.
Or maybe you're at the halfway point. You're halfway in between from when, just think about how recently your season seemed like it ended. And just imagine how soon Survivor 50 is going to go. It's right around the corner.
Oh boy. It's honestly mind melting. Like, I know this is not compelling podcasting right now coming out of my mouth, but it is weird to like think about. Like, it's weird. And I'm sure I'm not the only new era person feeling that way, because you don't obviously want to get your hopes up, because you think about like, there's all the people from 35 to 39 that could potentially be again. Mm-hmm. And then we still have 46, 47, 48, 49. So no one has like, besides, you know, there's certain people that obviously are like more likely than others, but everyone else, it's just like, who knows what they're going to do? And you don't want to go down that rabbit hole too far. Cause like, I don't know. I like let Survivor control my whole life for a couple of years after my first like experience with casting. And I'm trying to tell myself to not let that happen again, but it's tempting. And there's a lot of funny tweets out there, but that's why I took it off my phone this morning.
I want to add on to that. There's a lot of funny tweets, and there's also a really good tweet thread by Stephen Fishback. Woohoo, had it right at the ready.
Hey.
This is such a good thread that if you're a Survivor player watching this, you need to read this. And I think it really helps put in.
Yeah. Do you mind? Can I give the context? I give Steven's Twitter thread here. Okay. For people who are listening along, Steven tweeted today, so many of the most miserable hours of my life were spent fretting between 2008 and 2015 about whether I would get to return to Survivor. Watching my girlfriend and best friends go off to Heroes versus Villains, I was generously allowed to blog. Frantically pre-gaming for an Imagine Brains versus Brawn season with Bob and Johnny. I'm like, who's Johnny?
Who the hell is Johnny?
I believe Fair that's Play. Fair Play. Fair Play, I guess. And Yao Man.
And what was he supposed to be on? Brains or Brawn?
Oh!
Maybe talking about John Cody. Johnny Cody?
Dragging myself through casting for Karamo, and I went all the way through getting vaccines. Now, Steven, you're protesting a little too loudly on Twitter about having to get vaccines.
There's nothing wrong with getting a vaccine.
Easy, okay?
Let's not make this political. We don't need that
with all this drama going on. Absurdly convincing myself that they would cast both Cochran and me, making myself miserable on Twitter and text as people alluded to callbacks and alliances of friends that lied to my face. Of course, the story ended happily for me, as I did get to live the dream and have my gastrointestinal problems broadcast to 10 million enthralled viewers in CBS primetime. I can't imagine how awful it must be now for people with the explosion of post-40 social media to watch the maelstrom and feel like you're on the sidelines, or to imagine that you're in the center and then a year later watch it pass you by. If I could give one blessing to all the Survivor players now daydreaming about Survivor 50, it would be to forget it's even a possibility, to put it behind you. Pre-gaming is questionable at best. Save what's left of your sanity, except for Carolyn. To her, my blessing is that she'll start 3D printing some puzzles. I think she knows a guy.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Fishback, the poet, you know, this is why we keep him around for stuff like this, you know?
Yeah.
It's so good. And I think like it's such a rare perspective that we don't really hear of. And he has such great perspective and self-awareness. But like that, I would echo his advice. And I haven't even been through this whole thing. It's like, forget about it. Yes. Forget about it. You don't have control. Pre-gaming is like, I don't really know when we've seen that work out well. But also maybe this is me, like, easier said than done. I completely acknowledge that. Easier said than done. But like, that was some good advice.
Look, and I think that there are some positive things to come out of it. As a person who has been through these things a time or two before, if you think this is crazy, imagine what it was like when they said there was a returning player season and there was only 96 people. Okay?
Oh, my God.
And they all had your phone number.
Oh, yeah,
God. But
the world was a lot smaller.
But it wasn't as wide with social media. But I do think that there are some positives that if you don't let it get the best of you, if the possibility of another Survivor season gets you going to the gym when you otherwise would have hit the snooze button, like take the good. Maybe you go, maybe you don't. Either way, like it kept you going to the gym for 18 months.
I think about it like being cast on Survivor for the first time. It's like, God, don't put your life on hold, but like, yeah, do interesting things with your life and maybe it'll work out. Go to the gym.
If it happens, it happens.
If it happens, it happens. And it probably won't happen. It probably won't. For most of you / us.
Yeah, but I do think that they probably are going to lean towards people that like keep their name out there and do like popular podcasts. I do think that is something look at, Chappelle.
So having RHAP, Club Condo, stuff like that on your resume probably looks very good.
Because if you don't do stuff like this, then people forget about you.
People are going to forget about you. So you should do more appearances, more interviews, more deep dives. Tell your story specifically on globally renowned podcasts about Survivor. Globally.
Not just any podcast, because you don't want to be overexposed. Mm-hmm.
You need to go to RHAP, ESPN of television podcasters. We know reality TV here, okay? But listen, I just find it funny how Rob talks about how hard it was back when there was only 96 people.
Yes.
But y'all could be competing with Rob Sesternino, okay? Listen, right? He's not off the table. No, don't start shaking your head.
Listen.
Gabby Owen, this could be the time you talk to your op. This could be the man who stopped you from winning $1 million.
Debatable.
Yeah, debatable. And it'll go down. My stand Twitter fingers are just going to fall off. What am I going to do? All my faves are fighting. I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, same. Yeah. I'm going to hate watching like my friends have to battle each other, but I'm also going to love it. But yeah, I think that's a good point. Everyone's talking about new era this, new era that. And then let alone, like Owen said, okay, maybe season 35 onwards, just because there wasn't a returning player season since then. I'm like, but we don't know what it's going to be. Like, you have no idea. It could be legends that from before. Like, we have no idea. And I think that's what makes the Twitter fan casting extremely funny, because it's just like, we have no idea.
Yeah.
Twilight
casting extremely wide net.
Yeah,
I think Davey said 50. They should do 50 days, 50 players, whatever the other 50 was. I was like,
by Survivor 50,
yeah.
it might be 48 hours. Survivor it might be one afternoon.
It's a game of mafia. It's a $1 million game of mafia.
Amazing.
How much of long ass episodes do we spend listening to Taylor Swift titles again? You know, though, like, let's not get carried away, people.
Charlie would have missed like 6 rounds of gameplay doing that.
Yeah. You know, though, that Chappelle, you mentioned that there was a possibility that I could go back, and I don't want to, you know, say it's like definitely happening, but I. Pretty important Twitter news source today did post this. Spoiler girl posted today. Who's ready to see Rob Sesternino on Survivor 50?
Let's go.
That's good news, Sam. Sam, go. Let's go. Let's go down to the engagement on this tweet. Okay. What is that? How many likes is that? Eight likes. Really?
Let's get it going, people. Really? Start this is retweeting.
Really? No, eight likes, look, not even Sam.
Not my spoiler girl.
Nothing. Look, nothing.
Retweet,
retweet. Everybody nothing. Start retweeting.
Big the screen, mistake. Top the screen.
Listen, spoiler girl lies so dang much. She lied like a rug, okay? The lady, she lies for fun. Whoever they are, they just be lying. And so now I see this and I think, Rob, you put her up to this. She's trying to throw us off. This is a double reverse. This is a double bluff. You know that. So spoiler girl said it, so it can't be true.
Now, was this news or spoiler girl the only person trying to get the campaign going?
What do you understand? Do you understand what would happen if you went on that show? Like, first of all, I'll just step in as your second, okay, to talk about the Survivor content, just to cover bases. Me and Steven,
I thought you were gonna be my loved one.
I can do that too. I can do that too. It's not live, you know what I'm saying? Unless, what if it is live? What if for Survivor 50 we get live feeds? Oh, and don't embarrass me.
Careful,
that would
okay.
Oh my god. That would be terrible. That'd
yes.
Be
all right, please be.
Can't even imagine live feeds on Survivor. Yeah. That would be A, boring, B, terrible. But
B,
my thing
80%
is,
of your faves would not be your faves anymore.
Probably not. Mm-mm. My biggest thing is like thinking about, I was making myself laugh today about thinking about the Poker Alliance and how Yul was so hung up on that. And now on Survivor 50, we're going to see someone being like, well, the Blood on the Clock Tower Alliance is really yes. The other.
Yeah. Dwight's Alliance.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Traders RHAP Alliance is really making moves. Yeah. Just like,
exactly.
And that sounds so much dorkier than poker.
It's really this group gets together every week and they play online games.
Static games on Twitch.
Who's going to be the person who's saying that, though?
The people who weren't invited to Dwight's Blood on the Clock Tower.
So me and Jesse? Okay, got it.
Yeah, it has to be somebody who really doesn't understand what it is and is also like sort of like misconstruing it. So it's definitely like one of the people that they brought back like from the old era that's like, did you hear that they meet up at the clock tower every week and talk about who they're going to kill?
Leave Colby
out of
this.
One 340 contestant every Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leave Colby out of this. He's done enough. The man is tired.
All right. Well, look, the new era contestants, everybody's very excited. Understandably so. Okay. Even Owen's beloved fiance has gotten together to help out
Team Sammy.
Cause. Sammy posted, forming a support group for the survivor spouses. Let me know if you want in. Great for anyone who fell asleep and woke up to their partner glued to their phone last night after last night's Survivor 50 news. Safe space for all. Okay, so that's a great cause that Sammy is undertaking.
She's one of the best. Yeah, she has been really great about reaching out to some of the significant others of New Era people just to be like, hey, I know this is a crazy, like, weird experience because, you know, the players get to see a therapist and have each other, but, like, we are just kind of out on our own. So, obviously, that was half in jest making fun of me for, you know, falling asleep with my phone in my hand the other night, but it's serious too. So, I love that about her, obviously.
I always say it's very hard to be the significant other of a survivor, no matter when they play, because you have to share your person with the world. And like it can create, don't ask me how I know, a lot of tension.
Yeah. Not speaking from experience or anything, I'm sure.
Not everybody likes to share.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get it. My faves are going off to war. You know, this is bring back the fan vote. I need to get more invested in this. I think right now we're just talking about it, but bring back the fan vote. Cause if you thought it was toxic last time, look at the developments we've made in social media. These fans are out here. They are waiting to create a whole bot on your behalf. Gabby. Oh, and the army, the Navy, they're all showing up. The hives. It's AI, you know, like, bro, there are going to be diss tracks in AI. Like, it needs to get realer. Like, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This episode was called Spicy Jeff. Spice it up, Jeff. Just crank it up a notch. We got to get pumped for this.
Okay. Well, we can
cast
do a whole podcast.
A tribe of stands.
Yes. Yeah, stands versus favorite.
Stand.
Yeah. Cast rooting for Asians, you coward.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay, so we could do hours and hours about Survivor 50, but I think we have some time still on Survivor 50. Survivor 50, I think that they will leave for Survivor 50 sometime in June of 2025, according to my calculation. So, I mean, the march to the Survivor 50, what do we got, like a... 16 months on Twitter until then, that it could make the 2024 presidential election seem like a welcome distraction.
That's fair.
Yeah.
No, that's
like,
fair.
Oh man, I'm tired of the Survivor 50. What's going on with Biden versus Trump too? Let me check in, see how that's going. Okay. All right.
Clamoring for it.
Okay. So let's, with Survivor 50 in the backdrop, there might be some people from Survivor 46 who end up making the leap because this season, the little season that could, it's been so exciting. And Chappelle, what'd you make of Survivor 46 this week?
Look, I feel like this could be our Micronesia, this cast right here. This returning season, they're going to show up and it's going to be like seven of them. And people are going to be like, what are we going to do? Because several of them, because there's so many reasons to make these people on this particular season, like all stars. Mm-hmm. Banu for just sheer taking up the amount of screen time he had. It'd be
and it's
wild
not like
to not
they'll have
Banu.
An alliance to work together.
Right, and they hate each other. Oh my God, they don't. They just cannot stand each other. Oh my God, it's so perfect. Just bring them on. But it's hard because that narrows it down and we don't have as many slots. So we can't fill this up. But what I'm saying is the content has been so good that anybody could just see any of them just sliding right over into All-Stars in a couple of years.
Yeah. Gabby, what'd you think about Hunter and how he went out this week?
Oh man, I like thought Hunter was winning. So I think he was a lot of people's winners pick. That sucks. That sucks. Sucks to go out with an idol in your pocket. Hard to watch, I think. Hard to watch because he was so convinced he was going to play it. And then I feel like I couldn't believe that he didn't play it. And I don't want to make him feel worse than he probably has already felt for months and mm-hmm. months. But I think statistically that the right move is to play it. Like you just told everybody you have it. And even like, I just statistically, like you just got to play it. And that is in contrast to Tiff, who I feel like was like, people all know about hers and she got to keep hers. But it was painful watching Hunter go out that way. Cause it's like, he probably needed to continue winning out or saving himself, and he had the means to do so, and he didn't.
Owen, what was your thoughts on Hunter's exit this week?
Oh, I completely agree with Gabby. I mean, that was hard. And I really liked the way they edited Tribal to make it seem like we were Hunter almost in that idea. Like there's moments where the camera's focused on someone giving a confessional or talking to Jeff, I should say, not giving a confessional, but you can see all the action behind them and all the people whispering and going down the line. And you can just feel his paranoia and his panic and the shot of him like taking it out of his pocket and putting it back in. It's just, it's like a slow car crash or something. And I do feel for the guy. Cause like Abby said, he really found himself in like the Mike Holloway kind of position where he needed to just go on this insane immunity run to have a shot. And he had the idol and just didn't do it. And hopefully he's sleeping at night and everything, but it was a bummer. Yeah. He seems like a great guy, but yeah, that was tough.
So Chappelle, I've done a lot of work trying to understand what happened to the tribal council. I actually posted a video. I actually got out the whiteboard to talk about what Hunter was trying to explain. You could see that on the YouTube channel, but ultimately, really the big thing that it came down to was that Q and Tiffany got into such a big fight. Hunter mm-hmm. knew where all of the votes were going. And the thing he got wrong was that Q was going to get into this fight with Q and then was ready to go back to camp and live with Q. That was the miscalculation that he made, because that the thing that made him put the idol back in his pocket was, okay, these two have screamed at each other for 30 minutes. She is writing down Q's name. She wasn't. She was ready to scream at him and then go back and live at the camp. That was ultimately what his game came down to. That was the misread.
Yeah. I mean, when he puts it like that, you kind of can't blame him, because Don't get me wrong. I definitely blame him, and I have some strong words, and I'm very sad because I thought Hunter had a, you know, I thought he was tapped in, and it just feels like he took his foot off the gas a little bit. But yeah, it just it's like, Hunter, I hear what you're saying, but also you know you're getting votes. So all it takes is a stray one to take you out. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I get that, you, I see that.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I guess he just got caught up in that swell of emotion, all the name calling and the yelling. Cause you know, they were, this cast talks about each other in confessional like they are dogs off the street. Like, this person's an idiot. They're stupid. They're a dumbass. Like, they just be talking. So, you know, they saying it at tribal council too. And Hunter's sitting there thinking, well, golly, I don't think you could work with somebody after something like that. I don't think I'm going to play it after all, you know? And so he does it. But I'm like, Hunter, what did I tell Bruce? You, it's the same exact thing that happened to Bruce. You cannot get distracted by all this other stuff when you are the threat. You're the one who knocks. I don't know. That was very disappointing.
Yeah. Well, especially, I didn't even realize that he knew he was getting. So he kind of knew like how many votes. If it's that close, I would not risk it. And also, I just have to bring up the best part of the episode for me. All the votes. And then Q voted for Ben.
You voted for Ben. Yeah.
Voted for Ben. So all it would have taken was Q actually voting for Hunter. It wouldn't have even been a tie.
Well, that's the other part of it.
Why are you not playing your idol?
That Hunter was convinced that Q was not going to vote for him also, especially after, like, when Hunter's asking everybody, like, hey, who are you voting for? Everybody's like, I'm voting for Q. I'm voting for Q. That Q never ends up picking up that, okay, all the votes are going on to Hunter. He still thought that the plan was that that Hunter was going to play his idol and that they were going to vote for Ben.
They hate him so much.
Yeah, I don't know how he was so behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They hate Q so much.
Yeah.
They do. So they just, they don't respect him. They don't tell him the fake plan. They don't give him, like, he just made it up. He's like, I guess I'll just vote for Ben. Whatever. We'll see
what
happens.
That's wild.
Yeah, but that's what makes the Hunter, like, not playing the idol even crazier, because all it took was for Q to just correctly assess, which he should have, that everybody was coming after Hunter. And Hunter, this wouldn't even be a tie vote. This is you losing by two votes. But it felt to me like in his exit press, Hunter was really trying to make the point that, look at my allies. They left me for dead. That's why I'm losing. I couldn't work with these people. Tevin and Liz are supposed to be my ride or dies. Why are they targeting each other? You know, like, for Hunter, he came into the merge in a pretty good spot. He is aligned with everybody. Tevin's in the nucleus of things and not letting him go. He has a tight six. But when the six turns on each other, he's watching his allies just start fighting. He's just like, no, what are you doing? So, yeah, they left him for dead. There was a lot of bad gameplay, but he wasn't in a good spot to be, as it seemed as when he came into the merge, at least from my perspective.
Yeah.
I really like that. Oh, sorry. That it reminds me, honestly, the way you phrase that, Chappelle, reminds me a bit of like coming in at the merge on 43 with Gabler and Ellie just imploding. And we had come in with numbers and it's so frustrating. And yeah, I feel for Hunter because, you know, we were talking at the time that the move to take out Soto was too early and then Tevin and then just all of this just like cascading down. And then, like you said, he's all alone. And I hadn't thought of it from that perspective. And yeah, it must have been extremely, extremely frustrating. But as you said, like, one vote is all it took. He probably should have played it. But I like the way he explained it in his exit press, I will say.
Okay, well, we've gotten some really exciting tribal councils the last couple of episodes. And so the last tribal council from last week's episode was so exciting that Jeff, it was living rent-free in his head. And he wanted to do some things to make the tribal council that we saw even more enjoyable. So he went to the props department.
I have a cushion. I should have done this years ago.
Nice.
So I can really sit back and enjoy. And forgot the best part.
Oh.
I brought some popcorn.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, come on. You are such a Scorpio.
Such a Scorpio. Chappelle, what was up with the saddest bowl of popcorn ever that Jeff brought to this tribal council? Is he on a diet?
Jeff getting old, that's all. And it's okay. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with getting old. But he realized, I can't keep sitting on this little stool thing. It hurts. I got to get me a cushion or something. Like, they're like, his doctor's asking him about lumbar support and all kinds of stuff. Jeff has things of concern now. So, yeah, he's eating a bowl of Skinny Pop. What about it?
The little fun-size bag, is that what he brought?
Yeah.
It's shrinkflation. He got like a 100-calorie pack. He poured it out. He's like, oh, I thought there was more in here. Turns out the bag was mostly air.
It's the new era of Skinny Pop.
Yeah. He's like, and what about it? The man needs to take care of himself. Now, did he use it as a prop? Yeah. And that's when you know it's gone. Like, we've gone off the rails. This is going to be one of those moments people will remember, like a Survivor jumping the shark. It's happened 8 times already. Don't get me wrong, but this will be added to the list for sure.
Yeah. Owen, were you hoping that Jeff ever brought out any props in Survivor 43?
I would have never expected that. I liked the cast reaction because I would have been equally shocked. But I got to say, I'm a little like, I don't want to say disappointed in myself, but I felt myself just like turn into this like bitter old player
curmudgeon?
When I saw him whip it out, a curmudgeon, whoa, if you will. And I saw the popcorn. I was like, you better not share that with them. You better. Oh my God, he did it. Those motherfuckers. Like, I was pissed. I was honestly pissed that they got 2 kernels of popcorn. As it was happening, I was like, what is wrong with me? Like, why
see,
why am I upset about
you
this?
You fight with all these people from the old era on Twitter when they say that they had it harder, but now you're one of us. One of us.
I get it now. I get it now.
On day 17, did you get popcorn, Gabby?
Yeah, FYI, we never got popcorn.
I was surprised they like really were eating it before they even passed it to Liz. And then Liz is in the background like, save some for me, guys.
Please save some for me, guys.
Please save some for me. I was like, they're like taking 2 or 3 pieces each. Like, they didn't give a crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. What do we think Jeff will bring out next?
He can't keep getting away with this, right? Like, we can't let this happen. Like, once and then done. We don't need to do this every time. Remember way back in the day in Survivor 41 when Jeff was talking to the camera and stuff, yes, in the middle of the episode and pulling idols out of trees and stuff and pointing to advantages? We don't need that again. We tried it.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right.
But we don't need it.
Great. This is a great setup for... Okay, so this episode, of course, was... We mentioned it. It's the episode was Spicy Jeff. And we heard it again at Tribal Council. And Ben wanted to know, hey, what's going on with the popcorn?
I thought Spicy Jeff was back in season.
Oh, Spicy Jeff is back.
Okay. So not only that, Spicy Jeff, Gabby, is third person. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Said that Spicy Jeff is here, baby. Don't forget about Spicy Jeff. It's happening.
Yeah. Good for Jeff for embracing that identity.
Yes.
I've never heard it. I feel like we hear it called like Sassy Jeff, Spicy Jeff. Like, I guess maybe Jeff is aware of these different Jeff personas and he's embracing it.
He's really embracing it. He's really leaning into it. Because earlier in this same episode, we saw kind of out of nowhere, they got into teams of 3. And then Jeff said this.
I'm going to put my Survivor fan hat on again and go out on a limb right now, Q, and say that you, Liz, and Venus are first out, have no shot.
What the hell, Jeff?
So uncalled for. Just on the top rope out of nowhere.
Why is he doing this? Like, this is also in the very first episode when he said, one of you, your personality sucks and no one's going to vote for you no matter what.
Never win.
Where is this coming from,
He's being
Jeff?
So spicy. Scorpio energy.
Spicy.
Now,
but why did he say that? Why?
Yeah, what was he trying to get?
That's what everybody was thinking. That's what everybody was thinking, Gabby.
Yeah.
Apologize. You know what? He didn't apologize and hold his hands up and say, I'm sorry. Venus actually carried. Venus carried.
Mm-hmm. He said he got it wrong. He owned it. He said.
Oh, he did?
He did say. He said, I got to own it. I got to own it. I was wrong.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was just
so, yeah, so funny. Like, why did they even include that?
They wanted to show he's being spicy. The episode's called Spicy Jeff, Gabby. You can't have an episode called Spicy Jeff without Jeff being spicy. Well. Chappelle, what's your check-in on Spicy Jeff?
I'm so confused by this man. I just don't understand why he does the things that he does. You know, I remember when he pulled out that rusty dagger, like, and like, you know, cut open the rice. It was so vicious. Stop being mean to these people. He talked a lot about how the monster was coming.
Monster.
You know, that was the monster.
The game was the monster.
No, Jeff is the monster, y'all. And Jeff wakes up and he tries to figure out what monstrous thing he can do to these people. He's taken at least 4 votes this season. He doesn't give them any food. He takes joy in watching them argue. He gets a cushion, some popcorn. The man is heckling them at the challenges. Yep. It's over. This is the monster. We found him.
Yep. I think that when we look back at the new era of Survivor, that I think it's going to play a lot like Breaking Bad, where the new era started. And Jeff was like the grandfatherly, come on in, everybody. This is where, come to the island where it's everybody's dreams are coming true. Look at all the the people we've brought here. I'm talking to you at home, the families. We love this and everybody's experience. Come on, you can do it, everybody. I don't want to see anybody quitting these challenges. To now, he's like, you're not even going to win. Look at you. Like your team is pathetic. You have no chance.
It's such a hard pivot.
This little tiny popcorn. Want a kernel? Here. Have one popcorn.
Eat it.
But
share this.
I think, and like, I don't want to be a hypocrite. Like, I'm enjoying it. I think it's great. I think the response to Spicy Jeff has been very positive. But, okay, this is where I think we're ready to go Spicy Jeff to the next level. Because here we are. All this Spicy Jeff stuff is happening on television. It's being received positively. We're a couple of weeks from Survivors 40 several and 48 getting filmed. Chappelle, I think that Spicy Jeff is about to go nuclear.
Yes, turn up, Jeff. Turn up. I want to see it. You know, it's crazy because even back in the day, he was so nice about the kernels of popcorn that they were giving people. Remember when just like one Snickers is the reward, you know? And that was when he was like, no, I'm trying to help you. We gave you food. You're starving out here in Africa. Now he's giving more food, but he's meaner about it. So what is the next evolution of him? Is it just Jeff is the final boss? When you finally get to the mountaintop, you have to actually beat Jeff. He's like Shao Kahn from Mortal Kombat. You know, he's just like, yeah, like ha ha ha, finish him. You know, that's what he's actually doing. When you vote people out, he's going to say flawless victory. You know, it's like, I'm telling you, he needs to get into his role. Where are the costumes? Jeff, let's go.
Yeah, that's a really great point where, you know, in Mortal Kombat, when, you know, they're sort of like excellent. Like there's a guy who's like talking about everything that's happening. Yeah. Derek had wrote in this question, wants to know, should Jeff offer popcorn at every tribal council blindside? This would encourage players to make big moves more often, which could make for more fun, chaotic show. Is this better or worse for Survivor? Owen, do you think that survivors would be more incentivized to make big moves if they got food rewards?
That's a really, really compelling argument. And I think there's merit to it because you are pretty, pretty hungry out there. But yeah, like then you got to think, is there a tier system to it? It's like, okay, here's the power rankings. If this person is worth popcorn, pulling off the minority vote split on David versus Goliath, that is a plate of spaghetti and meat sauce right there. Like that's a big one, right? But if you're just doing something a little, okay, we swung one person to get a 6-5 vote off, like, okay, you might get half a Snickers bar or something. Hmm. I would love to be part of that, that economy there where you're trying to set the prices of like these different moves. I think that's great. I'm about it.
Oh God. It's like a fantasy draft or something. He's like, this is worth this many points.
And I don't think we can have hot food at the ready, but Chappelle, I know we just watched Unlock the Jail Experiment on Netflix. Should Jeff have like a Tupperware commissary of like, all right, here's some ramen noodles to take back with you. That was pretty good.
Put a bounty on these people's heads, you know, like to make them call their shot at the beginning of the tribal council and be like, when they go to vote somebody out, you know, or something like that, how much you bet on them? Like, yeah, I need some rice back when I get to the camp. If I can pull this one off, like, hey man, it's like when Q does his plans, they're like, hey man, you pull this off, we'll get you a steak because this is wild, you know. I would love to see it. I need more of that, actually, quickly.
Another spicy moment potentially from Jeff came, not in the episode, but this was something that happened during the commercial. Of course, Jeff has been trying to get people to apply to from Survivor, and every single episode he's telling us, all right, hey, did you like that? Did you want to be here? Isn't this fun? Come on and apply for Survivor. But this week, we actually got a different pitch from Jeff. Here's what he said.
All right, if you're watching Survivor as a family and your mom keeps saying, I should do that show, encourage her. Mom, apply to be on Survivor.
All right.
Yeah.
Mom. Apply for Survivor. You know how well they treat the moms on Survivor? Shouldn't people convince their moms to go visit Survivor?
And you're sitting with your mom watching Survivor and your mom says, I should do that.
Yeah. All right, loudmouth. Let's see you try.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I disagree. I'd be damned if I let my mama mess up Survivor 50 for me because she didn't got casted as an all-star. And now I got it. I'm struggling with that. Like, you don't vote out my faves, mom. Please. Get away from Jervis. He doesn't. He deserves this kind of treatment. You know, like, I can't do it. Like, don't blindside Michaela, mom. God. No, not for me. And also, friends don't let their friends' moms go on Survivor either.
Yeah.
See, I was assuming you'd be more for this, Chappelle, given your strong reaction to MILF Manor. Like, yeah. By the way, you'd rather the moms do this.
This is also the commercial that airs during MILF Manor.
All right, if you're watching Survivor as a family and your mom keeps saying, I should do that show, encourage her. Mom, apply to be on Survivor.
My mom is going to be on a plane to the first home. I'm going to have her in an assistant living right there. Like, Jeff, pat her down, ladies. Like, just to wrap her up and throw her off in one of them padded rooms. She is not going on Survivor or MILF Manor. I'll be damned.
By the way, MILF Manor season 2 recap coming up live tonight, 8 right p.m. right after this. Stay tuned. Yeah. We've got the full recap of the big twist. You won't believe what they did on MILF Manor season 2 premiere later on. Me, Chappelle, thumbs down. What's up? You got problems with MILF Manor, Owen?
Purpose. No,
Owen. MILF Manor,
yeah. This is a pro MILF podcast. You know, I find it funny though that people are still thinking like I could compete now and now potentially come on within a year. You know, like that's so crazy. Like they could be about to ship out right now and be a future all star and don't even know it. And Jeff's out here encouraging their moms to take their spot. I just don't. Don't understand. No, this is not okay. Shut this down.
Yeah. Are they having trouble finding moms, Gabby? Is that what, like, it seems like yeah. This is a very specific casting notice.
It's very targeted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're having a hard time finding moms. Yeah. I don't think they're taking people's spots, Chappelle. I think there's one mom spot. or if you're a mom, like Liz, you don't even get to find out she's a mom. So that's actually new because she wasn't the mom spot. You have to hide your momness unless you get the mom spot. But yeah, there's some pretty iconic Survivor moms out there. I can think of some, you know, some of our moms on Twitter that we see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mothers. Yeah.
Mothers, yes. That's the thing. Yeah, you want Stans posting a picture of your mom. Yeah. Going,
yes. Stephanie Werdenberger wins.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah,
Survivor moms versus.
Yeah, is this maybe possibly. is Jeff reading Twitter and is confused about all the people talking about mother on Survivor Twitter? That's like, no, Jeff, no. We need more. Look at this. Look at this response.
We need mother.
Tell mother to
apply today. More mothers. Next week he's gonna be like, tell your fathers. Yeah. All fathers.
Do you want your mother to be loved on Twitter? Tell them to apply.
You could literally be 32 and people are going to call you mom on Twitter. It doesn't matter. 22-year-old mothers. Yeah, every other day.
Mother convention. Where's this mother convention that I can go to recruit these moms?
We got to start recruiting at those mother conventions. Yeah. Listen, where's the lie?
So something else from this episode was the talk about the Yanu 3, which has really gone down this wild trajectory. We said at the merge, like, ooh, is this the new Tika 3? This Yanu 3, where now, in addition to Q, we had Kenzie talking about voting out Tiffany. They have become incredibly dysfunctional. Owen, what do you make of the Yanu 3 these days?
I mean, it was pretty jarring to see like how openly Tiff was talking about her disdain for Q at the challenge when Jeff was asking them about, like, you know, how do you decide on these teams? And people were kind of hemming and hawing about it. And eventually she's like, I just did, you know, I'm avoiding chaotic energy. And there was no really veil to which she was talking. And I don't blame her. Like, you think about like how much they've gone through as a losing tribe, like going through that first, 9-10 day stretch with no fire, getting sick of each other, losing every challenge, screaming at each other. And now just it's all falling apart. And I find it fascinating to see personally, just because like I felt like a pretty strong bond with my starting tribe getting into the merge and feeling like we had started losing a couple and then we, you know, built this thing together. But to watch them now all turning on each other in like this circular pattern to where they're all pointing at each other, I think it's pretty spicy, for lack of a better word. It's been fun. But yeah, they aren't hiding it very well, except, I mean, Kenzie's potential move on Tiff, I thought, had some merit. But then, of course, Tiffany, all of a sudden, is just out of nowhere, like, I'll just play my idol. And it was great. It led to this whole chaos in this episode.
Yeah, a lot of chaos going on. And Jeff is asking about Liyanu 3. I guess it's really over, unless it's some kind of an elaborate ruse for everybody. And so Kenzie said, no, that's not the case. It's really over.
We're about to get breakup bangs. Like, that's what's happening right now. Like, we're all getting weird haircuts to deal with it. Like, that's what's going on.
Breakup bangs. Now, this is something that I had never heard about. Chappelle, did you ever get any breakup bangs?
This is them. This is the breakup bangs. You don't see it? You can't tell?
No.
Rob, no, you don't see it? No. Rob, I don't think I've ever had bangs. I don't really know how to pull that off. I don't know if I can pull that look off, but I do know that their breakup bangs are a thing. You know, I know that when people have breakups or are losing control in life, they want to take control by changing something about themselves. You know, it's like it's something that you can affect right in that moment. Yeah. So you go, you cut your hair, diet or something like that. I've definitely made some changes before due to like some life changes, but I've never had breakup bangs specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have bangs right now, but they're not breakup bangs. So that, but it's true. Yeah, I think your psychoanalysis of that is right, Chappelle. I think it's like you feel like you can. Oh my God, so many TVs and movies. That's like the pivotal moment. They're like, and they're cutting their hair, and it's very symbolic. I think Owen, you could probably pull it off. You have good length hair.
Oh
yeah, exactly. I'm ready for it.
But I don't want you and Sammy.
Yeah,
to
break up. If the stress of Survivor 50 ends up getting too much for Sammy, if we see Owen on Survivor 50 with bangs, then we'll know something terrible happened.
Yeah, exactly. I got cast on 50 at what cost?
Gotta win.
We don't see men with bangs too often. You could start a new trend.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it would look any good.
Side bangs. I think you should do like emo side bangs. Throw it back to the early 2010s.
I need the gif of you like moving your bang to the side. I need that. Rob, I know you bring up this threesome, the Yanus or whatever. I just feel like they're going to keep shooting at each other and missing. I think they're going to be the final three and they're all going to hate it as it happens. Like about like in two votes, they're going to realize, damn, we stuck with each other, huh? And it's going to be the best final tribal council of all time.
Yeah. You know, we've never really had that. I feel like throughout the history of Survivor where a final tribal council has devolved to, I hate this person. Don't vote for them. They're an idiot.
Like, oh my God. Vanuatu is as good as it gets, and that was less. That was more Chris going, just let her talk. You'll see. Don't vote for her.
We've seen people fight with the jury, but I don't think we've really ever seen. I'm trying to think of people
fighting each other.
Like they've sort of like said, like that's actually not how it went. But I feel like that I've never seen the two people in the final tribal council like raising their voice and like name calling each other in the final tribal council in front of the jury.
Because that's the time they have to be humble. They have to like be like, please give me your full $4 million.
And right, the moment it's over.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right.
And look,
Man,
and us on the jury, we're like, tell us why we should give you the money, you pieces of crap.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this certainly could happen with Q if he gets to the final tribal council. Now, Q, much like Spicy Jeff, he is known for his ability to come hard at people. He's even willing to roast some people, as he did to yours truly the other day. Did you all see any of this of Q roasting me by request from Stephen Fishback?
I sure did. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I'll
give you a little bit, but here was Q coming for me.
Hey, Rob, I heard about your little podcast.
Yeah. And he was mad. He did not like my assessment of his gameplay last week. I was wrong that he said that I did.
Big mistake. You shouldn't have done that.
Shouldn't have done it.
If I'm remembering correctly, weren't you trying to like make him sound better, like look better in terms of? Like,
I thought that Q had a. This was all a gameplay a ruse, and no. This was a
big mistake. You shouldn't have done that.
So I did owe Q. I publicly apologize for Q for trying to assess what he was doing, and so apologize for that. But his roast did entertain many people, but Q was left with some questions.
And you need to end your podcast, Rob. Why are there so many Robs on podcasts? Rob has a podcast. Rob this, Rob that. Well, I'm about to rob you of an opportunity.
Yeah, why are there so many Robs with podcasts?
Yeah, we need more Chappelles with podcasts. We need that. I told you, CHAP is coming soon.
Rob's an opportunity was kind of a bar, though. I'm not gonna lie. That was beautiful.
He was eat you up. Yeah. You know, I know. Like, dang. So your little, with your little podcast, about Bowie Jane. You know,
Yeah. He got me. So, yeah.
That's good.
Gabby, it was not good for me.
No, yeah, you got cued.
Coming here to take the podcast. Gabby,
like a wrestler.
Yeah, have you considered getting a Q skirt?
No, I think I've done my time with cardigan around the waist. I'm sorry, Q, but it's not a novel idea. Girls in middle school have been doing that forever. Okay. And listen, I still do it. I'll walk around with a little cardigan around my waist and it's like big dad energy. And it's, it's convenient to have a change of layers so readily accessible. I don't know about the pouch thing. I think he should think about fanny packs. I think, the pockets maybe also could serve that function. I don't think the hoodie is a secure pocket. So I think he needs to do some more prototyping.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has an entrepreneurial spirit.
Yes, he does.
But maybe not the design.
Could you tie the strings tight, Gabby, on the Q skirt? Could you put something in there and then tie it up tight?
A little knapsack.
In the knapsack? Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess you could. Yeah, you know what? And he should run a prototype with that available.
I was confused. Is the hood or is it the like kangaroo pouch what you're using? Or is it both?
Oh,
you
get both. I didn't even think about that.
I thought it was the hood. I thought the hood
was the pouch.
Right. I forgot about the hand pouch.
Proprietary information. It's patented. I may have tried one on
at some point in the past couple weeks. And I think I got it to where the kangaroo pouch was there, but then also the hood. So if you're tying the hood up with the strings, you could be looking at two pockets in a Q skirt.
Yes.
So oh, could it be onto something. It does get heavy, and then of course, you know, depending, it could just present a really uncomfortable situation if it's bouncing around too. So
Chappelle,
that's right.
Tough.
The telling moment in this season will be if Q finds an idol and if he's able to procure it in the Q skirt, or if he puts an idol in there and it falls out inadvertently and revealing that he had the idol. That'll be the real tell for the Q skirt.
Yeah, if this is Jeremy Collins, he's at a challenge and he just like throws it into the Q skirt at the last second. Like he found an advantage, and he gotta pull it out during the tribal council as well. Q's like a professional wrestler at this point. You know, he's got his sayings, all his quotes. He's like, indeed, you know, and then he like reaches in and you're like, he's got it. Oh my god, it's Q. He's like, you made a mistake, Jeff.
And just
reaches into the Q skirt. Yeah. Isn't it weird that he has like his own entrance music now? It's, I don't know. For me, I'm loving the Q skirt, but it doesn't feel like it's supposed to be functional unless you're Q. Like, he's the only one who can really rock one of these
right.
appropriately.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Yeah, I see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not really a true Q skirt if Q's not wearing
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
It's a, it's an appropriation. It's like it's a Dollar Tree version. But
yes, great value Q skirt.
Yeah,
we got
yeah.
Q skirt at home. Uh huh. Same type of concept.
At home.
Yeah,
I like the back is out too much. You know, I don't feel like I could pull off one of those things.
Yeah. You
know,
so if you just like take it. A sweatshirt and tie it up, that's not a Q skirt.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Unless he ties it for you, I think maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. He has a like. It's like he knights you, you know, by like tightens it up on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
When I wear one in Chicago, don't at me. Okay.
Okay. The survivors, of course, you know, are this season are very active on social media. Gabby, how active was the David versus Goliath cast on social media during your season?
Famously, some of them were a little bit active, a little bit.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. How about this? We write because that we, even somebody got banned from the finale for being too active.
You can't get banned from the finale anymore if the finale is happening live. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I feel like we always got warnings like you can't be doing this and that. They're like dragging each other on Twitter. Somebody said this is like it's the Drag Race queens like just dragging each other after the during the season or something. Like they're really Survivor cast is acting like Drag Race queens.
Yeah, because we heard Venus say this in the episode, but it's true for Twitter.
I love the mess. I live for the chaos.
We do too.
I love her.
Oh,
that is held yeah. true.
Owen, okay, Survivor 43. I didn't see too much action going on there on Twitter on Survivor 43.
Not during the season.
Not during the season, not until after.
Not till after. But I will say, Gabby, your cast inspired me to follow the rules and be a good little boy because I was mortified of getting the Merlino treatment. You know, I literally would say to myself, don't get Merlino'd. I need that money. Like, I don't want, you know, some couple tweets weren't going to be worth it. I remember being so paranoid that, like, you know, High lives here in New Orleans and he may or may not have made an appearance at a watch party or two. And I'd be so mortified. I'd be like, don't get in any pictures.
Yeah.
Like, I was just so yeah. ridiculously strict and
can we all over the place. Revisit the Alec Merlino controversy? Correct me if I'm wrong. He posted a picture with Kara after the season was over, and then that was deemed like a huge spoiler.
Well, just like a breaking of the NDA. No, say it, Owen.
The caption, yeah, that the caption said, fuck it.
Yeah, I thought that was a, yeah, like, it was basically like, screw your claws, right?
Big mistake.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have done that.
It was very funny to all of us, because then on our season, like, the showmance was, like, Dan and Kara, and people were like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, listen, we broke that down on the Survivor Top 40 Countdown really well, Rob. Actually, we got to we saw the moment they broke up on that season and the mm-hmm. moment she started looking in other directions. So, yeah, that's the season that keeps on giving when the social media shows up, for sure.
Oh my God.
I don't know. It is hard to top Owens, the post-season social media. But I think this might be the cast that can get there. Owen, because y'all had the streets in a blender for a long time.
Okay. Owen, are you surprised that they haven't had to walk it back at any point?
I am shocked. I'm honestly shocked that, like, nothing has happened. I mean, their behavior has been the same this whole time. And I respect it, honestly. Yeah. I'm here for it. I love seeing it. I love the mess. Play the Venus clip. Like, but
I love the mess. I live for the chaos.
Because I keep waiting. There's been like 8 times where it was, oh, they're going to say something now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they're going to say something. No.
Well, they're saying the same stuff on the episodes, though. I think Ben called them stupid. I think he called them a dumbass. I think Venus called them buffoons. They call them big dumb meatheads. You know, it's just mm-hmm. boom, boom, boom. The hits keep coming. It just wasn't that real in the other season. This group is a little feisty.
Yeah,
feisty. I love it. And I love all the PG insults they have to come up with in confessional to like convey their points without
like dumb, yeah. doo-doo head.
Yeah.
For as at each other's throats as they all are, though, they can coordinate.
Yeah.
An attack together if they mm-hmm. when they want to. Mm-hmm. So it's mm-hmm. it's like a bee swarm. So you gotta be careful out there.
Yeah. Okay, watch out. All right.
That was good.
Yeah. So, all right. So that I have a, this isn't too controversial of a social media post. Here is Charlie, who may have single-handedly gotten Taylor Swift to advertise on Survivor. Do you see that Target commercial for Tortured Poets Department?
Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. It came on during Survivor?
During Survivor. Yes.
Interesting. I must have missed it. Yeah,
that's always on.
His power.
That's always going to be on.
Yep. Okay.
I do wonder if Taylor knows who Charlie is. Like, I feel like it has to have gotten back to her. Like, it's like, Taylor, somebody on Survivor has been mentioning you.
Mm-hmm. She's come across her desk for sure. Her you know, people. She gets those updates. The Swifties make sure that she's abreast of all the pop culture going on, especially on like shows that she's not watching. She gets like the little rundown every morning from her people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They give her briefing in the morning. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's all your mentions, Ms. Swift. Okay.
Right. Here's what the Kardashians are doing. We've been keeping up with them.
Okay. Charlie posted this question. Okay. That he says that this is he answers this question, okay, that somebody is this person is polling the Survivor 46 players. Would you rather fight a chicken every time you get in any sort of vehicle for the rest of your life, or fight an orangutan who has a sword once a year, but you don't know when he'll show up?
Horrible.
But I need to know the answer.
Well, yeah. I agree with Charlie's answer for the record.
Okay.
What was his answer?
I mean, I think an orangutan with a sword. I mean, they don't say, does the orangutan know how to use the sword, or he just has access to one?
I would assume yes.
Yeah, I mean, orangutan.
Well, I guess it doesn't specify that. It just says he has it, but I think he could figure it out. They know how to use tools. They're smart animals. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if he just blindly swings at you, which could happen because it's an orangutan, you know, he might just get lucky.
Yeah, even
if
you doesn't understand the mechanics.
I'd lean towards taking on the orangutan. Like,
wow.
You're brave. Like, well, just a chicken,
big
like every
mistake.
I'm sorry, Q. I'm like, you canceled my Christmas. But no, just like the frequency with which you get into a vehicle and how annoying the chicken would be. I feel like you would see it coming, the orangutan with the sword. You might be able to reason with it. You know, you can't even begin to communicate with the chicken. Might poke your eyes out.
You think you could like learn sign language and then befriend the orangutan?
Try to befriend, yeah.
Yeah.
Try to befriend
it. Its annual visit becomes like a nice, you're like,
hey, buddy.
Welcome back to Thanksgiving.
They never said like physically fight. Like it could be you have like an intellectual debate with the orangutan. And he's just holding the sword. Maybe you're debating. He's like, do you think this is a real? He's like, is this Japanese made? And you're like, yeah, I think it is.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well,
if anything, depends.
Charlie says the right answer is fight the chicken every time I get in a vehicle. I know I can win every time. An orangutan with a sword, especially with the element of surprise, has a great chance of one-shotting me no matter what training or weapons I have. Next question.
Yeah, I do agree with him. Yeah. Though.
Does this give us a window into how Charlie views the game of Survivor?
Yeah, this means he's a threat, obviously. Yeah, this means he's a threat. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Charlie.
I didn't know about
it. Yeah, he told us everything.
Yeah, he made a mistake.
Charlie,
I don't know.
He's worried about the threats, okay? He wants to know where everybody's doing. He's not worried about the little threats. He's worried about somebody who has an idol, something he can't see. Made a mistake.
Yeah.
We'll sneak up on him without warning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very valid. If you fight
the chicken you know, then the orangutan you don't.
Okay. Wait. So hold on. So you literally have to fight and kill a chicken a day, or at least every time you go into
multiple times a day.
Yeah, I think the first fight I'm geared up for it. Right. I think the first but that third or fourth fight after a long day of work, you're like, oh my god, let me go. I gotta go to the grocery store real quick, and you forget that the chicken's in there. You're like, motherfucker, you know. Been the worst day ever, but you're gonna eat good. I know that, right? I know that's right.
Okay.
I'd be walking a lot more. Be better for the environment.
Yeah. Avoid vehicles. Yeah.
You call an Uber.
Let's talk about it.
Uber shows up with a chicken.
Yeah.
Does the Uber driver pick up the chicken, or it magically appears?
They're cool. They're cool. Yeah. No. Oh, I thought it was just like we're gonna start arming our Uber drivers with the chickens, so you know, so they don't it's have like to change up.
Mm-hmm.
Schrodinger's chicken. It's not there until you open the door to the
door. Yeah.
That's why it's a would you rather. It's Schrodinger. Would you rather fight a giant something? Chicken? Yeah.
Speaking of Schrodinger. Would you rather, I don't like questions like this.
Oh.
Because really? I'm like, it's not real. Guess what? I don't have to live play a little. Your game.
So this person is in your DMs. You don't answer. Yeah.
I hate it, and I'm so not fun when my friends want to play. They're like, would you rather have Cheeto sauce on your whatever on your fingers or have to? And I'm like, it's not real. I don't actually.
So you wouldn't want any would you rathers from the chat, Gabby?
Yeah.
No. Like, I mean, Gabby. The thing is, I will reason through it, but if I don't like it enough, I'll just go, no, that's not real. I don't have to answer.
Gabby, would you rather play Survivor 50 with Owen or and lose? Or play Survivor 55 with Rob Cesternino and win.
Yeah. Or wait till Survivor 100 is going to be really crazy, Gabby.
The quarter
Personally, yeah, I'm waiting for Survivor 100, and then I want to be like the new Rudy.
Yeah, they're like, you just like, people are at home like, well, he's obviously going to win. He's the Marine of podcasting.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, and basically they'll be like, wow, he passed the torch. He knew Rudy, and now he is Rudy.
He is Rudy.
Wow. You know, these kids, they don't even remember when Survivor was 39 days.
Be careful with that. Don't get that started on here.
They're like, all right, Grandpa, go to bed.
Can I say something, though? I started, I am watching my season, which I started before the 50 announcement, by the way.
Text me, let's talk about it.
Well, I haven't seen it in 5 years, but because my girlfriend wants to watch it and has never seen it.
Yes,
okay.
Text me everything. This is going to be so much fun. Can I tell you
something, though? We had it. Kind of a lot easier than you guys.
We had what?
I think we did have that? It pretty easy. I think what it was like, yeah. We're
didn't
watching.
Did you all survive a typhoon?
Our weather was horrible. I think no weather in the recent years has come close to my season. But then they like gave us a fire making kit.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, they would roast us for this. Like, he's like, here's a fire making kit because you didn't get the fire you earned. Meanwhile, I'm thinking of like Yanu is like, didn't have fire for 12 days, which is I'm team give them their Flynn. Give them their Flynn.
Okay. But counterpoint. Didn't Tyler Perry take away your bathing suits?
Yes. And that's the only thing that I'm like an old head about where I'm like, we had the worst clothing because before that, they at least got like we were just in that turning point of where they didn't even give us an extra pair of underwear. And now everyone gets jackets and
sweater.
Yeah, Gabby's season, they had to ask people for jackets.
That's right. That's right. We had to negotiate for our own rice when it wasn't even an option. Mm-hmm. We had to ask for our own jackets. And both of those things actually were just Angelina. So look at how much she has changed the game. Exactly.
Sandra had to sell a woman into like servitude for some rice and some fish and some shoes. You know, I'm sorry, y'all. This is still nothing. You take me back to Austin getting off the boat and all he had was his drawers and a bottle of alcohol. You know, like, sir, where were you going? Why did they not tell this man they were going to be filming a show where they were just going to throw him off a boat? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, before in the Q-Star, we had the Rupert kilt.
Yeah, he had clothes and he sold them.
He sold them.
He also had a bottle of vodka. You know, like the man came, he was out here for a different thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be the grumpy old man in the background, like, not my survivor. Because why do all these people have these sweaters? You going out to a deserted island for whatever. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're castaways out here with 7 outfits.
Okay. Several.
Yeah.
It's chilly.
Because ours was really hell. But then again, so then here, this is the last I'll say of it, but we were like on the third tribal council and it's day 9 and they're just voting out like the FYI, it's day 9 and Jeremy is getting voted out.
He bosses
and I'm
me
like,
around.
It's been boiling and boiling. These Goliaths haven't gone to tribal for 9 days and then it's like chaos. So FYI, Jeremy was voted out on day 9.
Counterpoint, Owen.
I have none. I have none. The only thing I'll say, but just the not having food really sucks. No food at all. But no, I'm sure the days, like the duration is obviously way more mentally taxing, but they do their best like physically to make it harder. But when people are like saying like, I got voted out on day 21 or whatever, I'm like, but you ate the entire time. It's
We ate the entire time. We get into a fight.
You
now.
Had your turn, Pascuzzi.
Oh man,
I'm coming for you. I'm writing this down on the notes.
Yeah, write it down. This should be every week: old era and new era person on, and then they debate.
Lord, I mean. Yeah. This is what exactly what we needed for this podcast.
This is what Survivor 50 is going to be. The whole thing, old versus new.
I'm going to be like, back in my day, we didn't have hourglasses. We didn't have, and they're going to be like, well, we didn't get a whatever, I don't know, coffee reward or cushion reward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 50 foot ladder. There are things that you got that they didn't get for sure.
We didn't.
Brooke in the chat says, can we bring back personal items? And I'm thinking, okay, look. Now, I don't not to point to any winner or loser in this argument about it, but they only out there for 3 weeks, y'all. They don't need no personal items. Like, come on, man. Like, bro, by the time they even open it good, the Magic 8 Ball, they asked it 4 questions and the season over. Like, come on, let's not get carried away. Shout out to Brooke. That was a good question.
Good question.
I don't know if this is too inside baseball, but we do submit them and like bring them. It's just we don't. I didn't get mine until
it's hard to get postage over there. It takes 3 to 5 weeks. You know, by that time, y'all on the way back, y'all crossed it in midair.
What was your personal item, Owen?
I don't even remember. It was some trinket that I had a hard time thinking up because I think they didn't want everyone to have pictures. Otherwise, everyone would have done it. But yeah, mine was like a Mardi Gras bead or something. Wow. I couldn't think of anything.
Good for making a fake immunity idol.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Only, if only I'd gotten it in game. Yeah. Look at this plastic gator on here. Mm-hmm. Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Probably production made.
Gabby, well, did you have a personal item?
Yeah, it was like a stuffed toy.
Okay.
I'm glad it didn't get brought out. I want Popo Bunny to be out on the beaches of Fiji.
Chappelle, what would your personal item be?
What would your personal item be? I'm like Gabby. I don't like this. Is made up. This is fake. I'm not playing Survivor. You know, I don't know. I think Survivor DVD. I don't know. You know, just bring it out there. Be like, look, y'all. This is the only season I've ever seen. It's called One World. You know, so I obviously don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Keep me around. Don't vote me out.
Made a mistake.
Why is that lady in the top middle?
Right.
Does that have significance?
This Jonas guy seems to have it all figured out. Yeah. That's who I want to play like.
He's a really good cook. They should keep him around.
They should keep him around. Yeah. What do you mean we don't get any rice?
Well, okay. This weekend, also, it was a big day for one of our Survivor friends, that Adam Klein got married. Adam and Kaylee, big congratulations to them. So a lot of the Survivor Millennials versus Gen X cast united for that. But there was another headliner that was at this wedding. And Jessica Lewis had some photos that she shared. The great surprise from Adam Scott Klein could have made at his wedding was David Jelinski. And here he is seated at table several.
That's so funny.
Jelinski is a legend.
Did he invite him just so he could make that joke?
Maybe.
Worth it.
A last minute. Yeah. Last minute alteration.
Yes. So
my cousin dropped out. We got to change the entire seating arrangement.
Jelinski does live in Vegas where Adam was getting married. So I think that this was not a destination wedding for Jelinski.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll look at all these 46ers getting invited to weddings. I was just at Marianne's wedding the other
humble brag weeks.
Humble brag about attending my friend's wedding. My humble brag would be that I am unemployed and that's why I'm able to attend. Sorry, you probably already covered this, but met the wonderful Venus there. These 46ers, they are getting integrated.
Now, Owen, since the announcement of Survivor 50, have the RSVPs for your wedding gone up and off the charts? Is this
not
the
yet.
Pre-gaming event for everybody needs to be at?
No, no. The list was established before the announcement. Spread the word.
But if you weren't on the list, though, shouldn't you be concerned? You're like, I thought I could align with Owen, yeah. but I didn't even get on the wedding list. Why am I at this table?
I need to talk to this person.
Yeah, I'm going to be paying real close attention to those tables, though.
The seating chart.
I'm going to be posting the seating chart to Ray.
Yes! Owen gave it all away.
My spoiler girl. Yes. Look, I will happily give. I know I was going to RSVP, but I will happily give away my seat so that you can make sure that you make some alliances. Yeah. Aside from you know your actual alliances.
Who will give the confessional that they use a picture from Owen's wedding of like I saw that these four people were seated together.
Oh, we called it the holy matrimony alliance.
It's the night wedding, one night only alliance.
One night only.
I forget the hashtag. You had a good hashtag.
One night only.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night. They're going to say, oh, and they're part of the hashtag, oh, what a night alliance. Yeah. Yay. I'm not going to any more friends' weddings because this is
getting too crazy.
Sammy's nightmare, by the way. I need to tell her to not listen to this because
Sammy, we're joking.
They're talking about it in her group chat.
Yes,
they were definitely not going to make your wedding about Survivor. 100%.
Next to Franny and Matt, I'll be sad. So just we're joking, but also like if you don't sit me next to my friends, I'm coming for Owen.
Okay. Oh goodness. All right. I just need to put out a survey. Just be like, all right. Which conglomeration of people will make you less likely to vote me out in this hypothetical scenario where we each have a 1 in 700 chance of being a part of it? Yeah. Let me plan my whole wedding based on those odds.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sammy's going to need that support group.
Yeah.
Okay. Chappelle, what else is on your mind from Survivor 46 this week?
We will not move on without addressing this Reddit post I just saw. Did you see this? People are looking for legendary survivors for season 50. And I saw an amazing post. Did you get the link from Sam?
Here I have it. You want it? Okay.
Ahead and post it for me.
Okay. Again, I don't know if this
use
is
the second link.
Yeah. Okay. Use the second link according to this. Mm-hmm. Okay. And here we go. This is somebody seems to have some notes about Jeff in a production meeting over on Reddit. Somebody by the name of Fusix on the Survivor Reddit had this post, and let me see if I can post this one. It's Jeff in a production meeting. Says, "I want legendary returnees for S50. A picture of me," and then he says, "No, I said legendary. A picture of our good friend Dr. Christian Hubicki," and then. The last caption says perfection, and it's our friend that we all know, Kane.
Kane from Canada.
Look, bring back Kane for Survivor 50. The Kane and Gandia alliance is going to do them dirty. I'm so ready. Oh my God, I need more of this. But Rob, look at you. Look at old Snatch Rob back in the day. Look at you.
Snatch. Look at Snatched Rob.
Look at Snatched Rob.
I don't think that sentence has ever been said before.
No, look at him.
Snatched.
Look at him. Boy, Rob, you used to kill him out here in this Survivor Street. You might need to dust off the old white beater and the machete, Rob.
I got the machete still.
They call that a wife pleaser now.
Wife pleaser. Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, wow. Yes, okay.
You can do both,
Kane is an icon. I love Kane. Kane for season 50.
You hear it right there, the alliance that we are waiting for.
Enough of Kane. This is one of the funniest
people ever. He'd be a great choice. Renegade in the chat says, has Chappelle seen the tweet of some fan listing the top 10 castaways that they would do an edible with?
Listen.
They made this and didn't even consult
Gabby's me. Seen the tweet.
Yeah.
Gabby D.
Is it old Gabby?
Gabby. No, like it's, I don't know where it is, Chappelle. I can't find it that quickly. But,
We got our people
you
on
know
it.
What? They left out some people from the new era who.
Oh, I they have to only do the old era.
By the way, they didn't do the old era.
Yeah.
List them all.
I'll air it out in alphabetical order. Dude, don't make me tell you. I'm joking. We're like they're all fine people. I'm sure they don't partake in any of those things. But if they did, I'll see you in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Gabby, what about for you? Anything else from Survivor 46?
No, I'm glad the show became so fun once they actually merged and were able to have the merge vote.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. They muted Gabby's mic after she was talking ill at the preseason.
No, it was
for the pre-jury.
It's really good. No, I like the pre-jury people, but I'm so sick of this three tribes of six people thing. We just get so much more variability when there's more people to vote in different formations, which we're seeing now. So it's fun, but I want them to switch up the format enough with the 666. And if you're
that's Mark of the Beast.
Exactly. If you're
that's what I always say, Chappelle.
If you're gonna make the merge and then make the first two merge things where you can't vote for everybody or only half the people vote, just do a tribe swap. Just do a tribe swap then.
Do a tribe
you
swap.
Want two tribes so agree. Badly. You want two tribes so badly. Just do it.
Makes sense to us, Gabby.
But it's great. Keep up the mess, 46.
Yes. Gabby, what else have you gotten your takeaway from rewatching David versus Goliath?
I have so many thoughts.
Are you only up to episode 3?
I think I maybe watched episode 3 or 4. I mean, I know everything that happens. But let me take my personal, because it's like I'm showing my girlfriend. She's like, you know, she mostly cared about me in it. I am so on my game in episode 1. I'm like cracking little jokes. I'm vibing.
Yeah.
And then I just go crazy. And then I'm crying and crying. And then everyone's throwing me under the bus. I didn't even know. And I was like, what is going on?
What happened?
I switched my vote from Lyrsa to Jessica, and so did everyone else. But apparently it was me that was the mastermind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you were
Carl could not stand Gabby for half that season. After that, Jessica went, and Carl was like, that's my daughter. She never let it go.
You've known her for 6 days, FYI, for context.
Yeah,
That's my uncle, and I love him.
my takeaway was I love Carl too. Can't wait to see what amazing things he
season 50
with and Miss Natalie Cole from she popped. I laughed so hard. Honestly, she was great. But yeah, we'll see what my rest of the feelings are about it. It's a weird situation.
Let us know if you want to come back for any updates.
Oh my God. Well, I can understand why people like saw me as crying all the time because they really did show me crying a lot.
By the way, go ahead.
It was before they did the whole rebranding thing where now crying is cool, apparently. Everyone, Carolyn's crying. She's so authentic. She's so- well, where were you people 5 years ago?
No. Yeah. Gabby, Rob thought you were the original cue. Rob got on the podcast and was like, Gabby's crying.
Yep.
It's strategy. You can't tell me it's not.
I know.
And Gabby should send me a cameo.
Big mistake. You shouldn't have done that.
On your little podcast.
On your little podcast. By the way, you see that Natalie Cole herself even joined the fray of the people who were throwing. Oh, look who's here. The Godfather Carl. Bing. He's like Beetlejuice. Yeah.
Add him to that edible thread.
Okay. Brandon Donald says crying is not cool. Can confirm. Okay. Wow. All the Survivor. It's Survivor 50, baby. All right. But check this out. Natalie Cole, she even took to Instagram to throw her hat into the ring. She says, here, look at this. My DM, full on season 50. Season 50 energy? I don't know, but don't count me out.
Let's go.
I love her. Man. She's looking great. She's thriving in, I assume, Thailand, and she's slaying.
Mm-hmm.
Thailand boom. For and she's looking White snatched. Lotus season 3.
Yes, looking yes. snatched. Yeah, okay. Look, she's hot. Yeah. Look, White Lotus is going to drop at the right time. The buzz is going to be buzzing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Natalie Cole fever will be a thing. I can't wait.
Yes.
Scally, prepare the tweet. Deploy the tweet, Scally.
Okay. All right. Oh, wait, anything else on your mind about Survivor 46?
No, I completely echo everything Gabby was saying. It's been super fun these past few episodes. This cast is playing hard. They hate each other. They're letting it rip in confessional. It's been really fun to watch. And that in concert with what's going on social media, I'm having a blast. And I get, like, it was weird, like talking, going back to what we were saying earlier, like kind of the Survivor come down now that it's been like 2 years, like I was feeling a little less like invested in it at the beginning of the season. And I wasn't sure like how like into it I would get. I was like, oh, okay, I don't know. But they've made it really, really fun. And completely agree with what Gabby said about the gameplay format stuff. Like, I would love to see us like start with like two groups of 10, go down to like 15, and then do like three groups of five for like a couple rounds and like just mix it up a little bit. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like with the 90-minute episodes, especially, there's room for 20 people too. They don't have to keep it with 18, but then I get it from the day standpoint. But whatever, yeah. I'm rambling at this point. But it's been fun. The social media stuff's been great. And yeah, it's going to be an interesting year ahead with all this 50 talk. And yeah, just again, just for the public, all the invites to my wedding went out before Jeff's message.
Okay, so got it. Don't get it twisted. Chappelle, would you like to see an automatic Survivor 50 invite up for grabs for one of these upcoming seasons? Like maybe even season 49. Automatic winner, automatically you get to go stick around. You're playing Survivor 50.
But see, that's the thing. That's why it's so much fun to talk about this, because do you really want a winner, or do you want the person who was robbed at the end? Do you want the person who went out in fire making? Do you want the person who was blindsided by the...
If that winner spot is up for grabs for Survivor 50,
there should be like 8 shot of the darks played, you know, because everybody should be trying to have their moment, you know, like everybody should be trying to solidify their spots, because anything could happen. Yeah, you haven't even been casted on the show yet, person listening to this, and you will one day be a 2-time Survivor player. One of you will have a personality that's so good that we'll want you back immediately, and the rest of you will not. You know, like that's what Spicy Jeff is saying right now, and I'm here for it. I'm ready. This is perfect.
Yeah.
We're going to do a top 50 countdown, Rob. I agree.
Chappelle, let's make it happen. I'm already working on some things, okay? We're working on it.
My takes are on record. Okay. Look, I rooted for Gabby a lot during her season. Owen was my winner pick. Listen, bring him back.
Okay.
Let's do it.
But this is a good question. Okay. Survivor 47 will be playing to get on season 50. Is it better or worse for us if the players who are playing in the game that's happening now are playing thinking about coming back for another season? Is that better or worse?
Better.
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 Owen, better?
Better.
I agree. Yeah.
I love mess.
Yeah. And they're looking at this like this is their highlight reel.
The mess. I live for the chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is their submission to casting, essentially, you know, like, so you gotta, everything you said to get cast on this season doesn't matter. It's about what you do once we get those cameras rolling. Mm-hmm. Talk trash, you know, be mean, be nice, like steal stuff, you know, hide idols, all kinds. Yeah. Just do it. Throw everything at the wall, because never know. This is your chance.
This season, we had like the best example of this where Jem found the Beware advantage. And then I said all through the real time, like, is this a good idea? Should she be doing this? And she's like, I'm loving it. This is what you got to do on Survivor, baby. This is a great idea. You got to get on Survivor. You got to do this. And the show showed it very positively. And Jem ends up getting voted out. They still do not know that Jem did this, but this was portrayed very positively. I think we're going to be seeing a lot of this in these next couple of years of the players who are doing all of the things to make sure that they come back for Survivor 50.
Characters welcome. I want to see it. I want to see the Philip Shepherd's children coming back. I want to see Debbie Winner's kids coming back. Like, these are the people who should be cast for this season. Yeah, Liz. Yeah. Rumor billionaire Liz. Yeah, exactly. Look, Liz don't even know that there's a Survivor 50 All-Star season that she could potentially be on, and she's giving us everything we need. I'm telling you, the next season's Liz is going to be wild and richer.
Liz might be wild coming up this week. Have you seen the previews, Chappelle?
Yeah, she's sick of this. I don't know what they did to her, but
my prediction is I think she's somebody's going to the sanctuary, and I think she's not getting picked. That's my. Yeah. That's where I think this is going.
I think so.
I think it's the final eight. I think people are getting an overnight trip to the sanctuary, going to have some lunch and some letters, and I think she's not going to get picked.
I agree.
Have y'all seen the theory that Liz is a time traveler and she's gone back in time to make sure she doesn't get a purple edit?
Yes.
Yes.
And she's changing things up. So.
Yes. And what about it? I'm sorry. How can you not stand this lady? If Liz wins this season, do you understand how entertaining that's going to be?
Oh,
especially after this breakdown, you know, like she's like, I'm sick of this. I'm pissed. I'm hungry. I need to eat. And then she just starts taking the tribe by storm and voting out people and winning challenges. Liz for president. Let's make it happen.
Go for it. Okay. All right. Then this week coming up, we've got another good one coming up Wednesday night when James Jones tweeted a sad morning when Zara 50 gets announced as a returning player and no one has officially tried to pregame with you. I guess I could pregame with James Jones live after the episode on Wednesday night at 9:45. Looking forward to talking with Godfather James.
wait. Owen, what the hell, guys? You don't want to work with James in the game? You know, I feel like we could do it this second time around. This might be the one.
This is the one. No, James and I have said that. Like, if we played Survivor 100 times, we would have gotten on the same page most of the time. And yeah, I'm excited to tune into that one, Rob. James is one of the best, like, game breakdown.
Oh, he's great. He's great at talking about the game. Agree with him or not, he's got interesting things to say always.
I don't agree with him.
Yeah. So he's always got something interesting to say about it. Okay. So that's coming up. And then, Chappelle, you and I are going to talk about the MILFs later on tonight. So we talk about the season two premiere of MILF Manor. And then also, we'll be back together with Jenny for Donde as we talk about Donde. Episode 10 of Deal or No Deal Island. Chappelle, what else is coming up for you?
Do we need a war cry for MILF Manor as well? Like, we Dondi for Dondi, but
What should it be? I guess we got a couple hours to think about it.
MILF! You know, you got to come back right
away. Got MILF!
No, that's awful. That's awful. We don't ever need to say that again, but it's coming. It's coming soon. So, yeah.
Gabby, would you rather your mom apply for Survivor or be on MILF Manor season 3? Or is this too fake of a question?
This isn't real.
This isn't real. First boot on Survivor or winner of MILF Manor? Go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, first boot of Survivor should be iconic. Yeah. And Carnita. Yeah. You know what?
I was thinking about that somebody right now is pre-gaming for a season of Survivor that is happening in 16 months from now. Is going to spend every single day working on getting out to Survivor. And then in the matter of 72 hours, it's going to be over. They're going to be the first boot from Survivor 50. That's going to happen to somebody.
I thought you were going to say they're spending the next 16 months or whatever pre-gaming and they don't get cast. And 70% of the people they were talking to don't get cast.
Would you rather pre-game for 16 months and not get cast or pre-game for 16 months and then be the first boot?
Ooh. First boot.
Yeah.
I can join the leagues of Maddie Pamela. I'd be so happy.
Well, this is a real scenario for somebody, and this happened to Vetus, and Vetus only had to pregame for a couple of weeks to go and be on Survivor Second Chances, and said he would have rather not gone than to have been the first boot.
Do you think he got voted out because he didn't have pregame alliances?
He wasn't in the one right that mattered.
Ones. Yeah.
He might have been aligned, but they weren't aligned with him primarily, it seems.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. James's tweet was funny. Like, no one's reached out to me. First of all, no one's reached out to me. I don't expect them to. I'm old news. But also, I have no concept of how pregaming works. So like, I don't know what you all are doing, but like, this thing is far away, and listen, we play online games together every week. We can't even make an alliance last 5 minutes in that game. So
well, that's the best part of pregame alliances, that you do it first and then you get there and it's like it didn't matter. And then you're not worried about the person because you have a pregame alliance, and then you get blindsided.
It's like the people that you like in the pregame sequester where you're smiling at them the whole time, and then you get there, all of a sudden you're like, oh wait, never mind. I don't know.
I made a mistake.
Like, oops. Yeah. So
yeah.
Made a mistake.
Yeah, so. Big mistake.
Yeah. All right. Chappelle, what else is on your plate?
Deal or No Deal Island exit interviews, Below Deck coverage, and Below Deck Med coverage coming soon. And also on my podcast, Recap Kickback, we're talking about everything else. We got a lot of coverage over there of Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, Abbott Elementary, weekly random content or whatever I want to talk about. And it's a great time. So check me out in all those places and follow me on social media at Recap Kickback, wherever you get your social media platforms.
Okay. All right. Great job, Chappelle. Gabby, where can people keep up with you?
Mostly Twitter at Gabby Pascuzzi, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. And Owen, if anybody wants to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter, The Young Knight. It's with an O on Instagram, with a zero on Twitter.
And okay.
Yeah.
Rob doesn't like that kind of thing.
No, it's inconsistent branding.
You know, I back in my day, you had one handle and it was your name and that was it. And they used to show Survivor on TV. Kids don't even know what TV is.
All right. It's bedtime.
And now all they talk about is the robots that play. Back when we used to have people. Yeah.
Rob, pull it back or you're going to get canceled. Sorry. We don't say those things anymore. We don't say robot anymore. Sorry, that's not a thing.
Sorry. The humanoid androids.
There you go. Like,
call
them by their name.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Very fun Club Condo today. Can't wait to see what happens next on Survivor. Take care. We're doing a good one. Bye.